Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You're clapping those hands for Jesus. Can you make them a lot better? Hallelujah. Clap those hands together for Jesus. If this is that moment you've been waiting for, can I hear you scream? Were you anticipating that moment? Let me see you dance like never before. Are you ready? Come on. Give the Lord your shout now. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. participate in the worship of tonight. Let me hear also here. Soprano, Jehovah.
How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Let me walk in your glorious light. Bible says that God's plan for us are of good and not of evil, to bring us to the end. voices and praise the King of Kings. Every tribe and nation, we are here to share His love. A true unity, a true
Habakkuk 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remains, season comes, season goes, winter, summer, day and night, the blessings of the Lord.
Hallelujah. The blessings of the Lord is forever. Hallelujah. Eternity. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God for saving me. Hallelujah. We bless his holy name. Hallelujah. He is worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy, he's worthy. He's worthy of praise. He's worthy of glory. Jesus is worthy. Hallelujah. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Cobra Boyu from I Am and I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God this morning for each and every one of you. Hallelujah. Those that are listening now and those that will listen at another time. We bless God for you. Hallelujah. Victory is yours. Hallelujah. I want you to say this wherever you are. Victory is mine in the name of Jesus. I want you to say it 3 times. Victory is mine in the name of Jesus. Victory is mine in the name of Jesus. Victory is mine in the name of Jesus. Now I want you to say, I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Let's say that 3 times. I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. I am an overcomer in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You are on the winning team. Say that 3 times. I am on the winning team in Christ Jesus. I am on the winning team in Christ Jesus. I am on the winning team. Team in Christ Jesus. Then I want you to say this 3 times. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Let's say it 3 times. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. In Jesus' name, we have made these declarations. Amen. And amen. Father, we bless you. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness, Almighty God, which leads our hearts to an overflow of thanksgiving. We are forever grateful to be rooted and grounded in your love, to be built up by your strength, and to be taught by you in faith. Dear God, we appreciate you. Lord, we thank you for your peace, a peace that the world cannot give to us. Thank you, God, that even though we live in a fallen world, we can have peace and assurance that you have overcome this place. These things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace in the world. In me you might have peace. You might have peace. John 16:33, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. We enter into his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Praise him as holy and his glorious name. Hallelujah. Lord, we take this time to come before you with thanksgiving and praise. We honor you, Lord, for who you are, and we praise your holy and your glorious name. You are our wonderful counselor, our Savior, our Redeemer. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you for calling us to peace and for providing to us the Prince of Peace. His name is Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son. I pray that each and every one of us experience your peace. Hallelujah. As we reflect all Jesus has done for us, what he did on Calvary, he set us free. Father, there are so many ways to praise and thank you. You deserve them all, O God. We do not have enough tongues to give you proper thanks. We offer our thanksgiving and proclaim that you are good and that your love endures forever. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds amongst the people. Hallelujah. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Hallelujah. Psalm 105, verse 5. Father, we are grateful that we have access to call upon your name at all times. We will bless your name. Our praises shall continually be. Your praises shall continually be in our mouths. Thank you for what you have done for us throughout the year. We will proclaim your deeds to everyone. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Lord, you are good. There is none like you in all the earth. We give you thanks for your goodness and your faithfulness. Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving. We are forever grateful to you, O God. Father God, we thank you for when we were even for the trials and tribulations, God, we thank you. Lord, you said in the word, in everything, give thanks. For it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. Father, we thank you because, Lord, when we go through these things, you are producing jewels that will far outweigh the trouble. Hallelujah. We thank you for the refining fire that after that we come out as pure gold, holy unto you, O God. Thank you that you will produce good out of every trying situation, that all things are together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. Father, we devote ourselves to pray. Pray with us ceasing, O God, and you give us words to pray. Lord, you teach us how to pray. We want to pray the ways that are pleasing to you, O Father, to pray. And may we follow the examples the Lord spread, the way you give your disciples. May we follow your prayer life, Jesus. Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might belong unto God our Father forever and ever. In Jesus' name, I will give thanks unto the Lord. Let us pray for blessing and honor, wisdom and thanksgiving be unto our God. We honor you, O God. We bless your name. Father, you're good, awesome. We give you thanks. We lift up a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto your name. Thank you, Lord, that we can dwell in your presence. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto the Most High. Lord, it's a good thing to give you thanks. It is a good thing to give praises unto your name. You are worthy to be praised. O Most High, in this time of thankfulness, we honor your presence and your blessings throughout our years. Jesus took the bread and gave thanks and broke it and said, give it to them, saying, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Father, we thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, that he was given as a sacrifice for our sinfulness and paid the ultimate price for our peace. We honor that sacrifice today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we have a covenant relationship with you, O God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. You have done great things for us, and we are filled with joy, according to Psalm 126, verse 3. Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us throughout this year and over our entire lives. You have done miracles so great and met every need because of your great gifts. We are filled with your unspeakable joy. 1 Thessalonians 5:6-8, 16-18, rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances. But I say this all the time, but this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. We bless you, O God. We praise your name, O God. You are worthy, O God. You are worthy of the praise. You are worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. Lord, we remain in a perpetual place of rejoicing. This day, O God, is and every day is a day of thanksgiving, not just tomorrow. Hallelujah. May we continue in thanksgiving and prayers throughout our lives. Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place. God, we thank you that you have always given us the victory through Christ Jesus. Because of this, we can overcome anything thrown at us in this world. We offer you thanksgiving and praise for your generosity, faithfulness, and love. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With our voice, we give you thanks. With the words of our mouths, we lift up your holy name. Lord, we are grateful for all that you have done, and we proclaim your goodness to all who will listen. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life today. Thank you for your gift of life that you've given us. Thank you for this breath that we breathe. Hallelujah. You that you we can proclaim your goodness, your love. Because we have breath, the grave cannot praise you. So Lord, we thank you for gifting us with the gift of life. And so, Father, we come to the throne of grace this morning. And we ask you for mercy, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us a sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Each and every one of us, O God. We pray for your mercy. Lord, have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Lord, be merciful unto us. We have sinned. We have fallen short of your glory, O God, and we call on the name of Jesus. Lord, we truly repent. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness, O God. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we soak our children, spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we soak our spouses, our spirit, soul, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Lord, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies, we soak in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We soak in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We soak our homes in the blood of Jesus, our cars, our environment in the blood of Jesus. We use the blood of Jesus as a hedge of protection around us. The blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We invoke the covenant in the blood of Jesus in every area of our lives. The blood, the blood, the blood that gave us strength from day to day. It will never, ever, ever, ever lose its power. High Christ's blood is enough, us, enough, enough, enough for us free. Hallelujah. We are free because of the blood of Jesus Christ. So, Father, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and we gird our loins with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on our spouses, our children, grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, each and every one of us, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. We put the armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, O God. We put the armor on ourselves, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. For God, we ask you, almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall, a wall, a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. Pray that you send your holy angels to minister to us, to assist us and do your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels assign to us, oh God, individually, holy angels that are assigned to this ministry, holy angels, war on our behalf. We thank you for the victory in the name of Jesus. Victory for our lives, victory for our children, victory for our spouses, victory, victory, victory for our grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, we have victory in Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing, not the anointing from last night, not the anointing from 4 a.m. from 4 a.m. No, God, we need a fresh oil right now. Right now, pour upon us your oil. Pour upon us your oil. Hallelujah. Fresh oil. Your fresh oil, your fresh oil, in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil, fresh anointing. Hallelujah. Flush the atmosphere with the blood. Glad this atmosphere, no Zoom. Hallelujah. The kingdom of darkness will not come into this atmosphere. The airways, the cyberspace. Hallelujah. We declare it holy. Horiyamase unto Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for triumphing victory, O God. We thank you for healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for all that you've done, all that you continue to do. Hallelujah. When the enemy came against us like a flood, the Spirit of God lift up a standard against the enemy. Lord, you said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of all. We thank you, Lord, that you bless the work of our hands. Hallelujah. We thank you for divine breakthroughs. We thank you for divine opportunities. We thank you for that we walk under an open heaven. Hallelujah. We thank you for separating us from the kingdom of darkness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for salvation, oh God. Father, I thank you that you're using us for signs, wonders, and miracles to exalt the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you put in us hunger and thirst after your righteousness. And Lord, I know as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul panteth after you. You alone are my desire, and I long to worship you. So God, we lift up our voices to say thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for the victory. We thank you that the victory is ours. We thank you that we are joint heirs with Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that we are seated in heaven. Let you, Lord, that you daily load us with benefits. We thank you, Lord, for divine protection. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, Father God, hallelujah, for your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, our comfort, our friend. who leads and guides us into all truth, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you for giving us divine resuscitation. In the name of Jesus, as the Spirit of Christ is released, the breath of Christ is released in us, O God, to take away everything that is hindering our relationship with God. We come against generational and ancestral curses. We break loose in the name of Jesus. We cancel every generational curses, every ancestral curse from our bloodline. We cancel, we destroy through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We superimpose generational breakthroughs and blessings in the name of Jesus. We will walk as joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Forgive us for not having enough faith and trust in you. Forgive us, oh God, have mercy. Help us to look to you, the author, the finisher of our faith. And Lord, I'm so excited that Denise is on her way to full recovery. Lord, I'm excited. You are doing this and it's marvelous in our eyes. And so thank you, Lord, as we continue to lift her up in prayers. Hallelujah. We know that Jesus has the victory. We thank you for her praying, Mother. Hallelujah. We thank you for her praying siblings. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the intercessors that prays for her constantly. We thank you, Lord, Father God, for my friends in the ministry, oh God, my associates, the pastors, the apostles, the leaders that constantly lift Denise up in prayers, that they call every time, a text, how is she doing? Oh, and they constantly pray for her. We thank you that they've joined us to pray constantly for Denise, and we know with all those prayers that have gone out, oh God, you will bring Denise to your ears victorious, and we thank you for the victory she has in Christ Jesus. We thank you for the victory for Mother Somerville. The victory, oh God, for each and every one that has not been doing well. We thank you that we have victory in Christ Jesus. And Lord, you said there will be mourning on my Zion. So Lord, we ask you to continue to comfort, oh, Pastor Young, on the loss of her brother. Family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give her beauty for ashes. Give her, oh God, a garment of praise instead of the spirit of heaviness, oh God. Father God, we thank you for the life that her brother lives, oh God. Father God, comfort the hearts of the children, his children, his grandchildren, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, hallelujah, we lift up Pastor Young and embrace her in your grace and your love. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Samuel. We pray, oh God, that you will bless him, bless his wife, his family, bless him. Enlarge his territory. Oh, God, be with him every step of the way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for Susanna, oh, God. We ask you to continue to bless her and prosper the work of her hands. Bless her son. Oh, God, keep evil away from him, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, we pray, oh, God, this morning for Sister Nett, her mother, her sibling. Lord, we ask you to bless her mother, heal her mother, make her whole, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you and we thank you for healing those that are not well. We thank you for deliverances in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for the families in Liberia. Those that lost the loved ones, oh God. As far as I know, the three people that passed away, we pray for their families in the name of Jesus that you would comfort them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Dr. Jesus, that you enter the hospital, Dr. Jesus, touch each and every one of those people. Lord, let healing come to them in the name of Jesus. Make them whole, oh God. Father God, some of them do not even have finances to pay doctors and a different thing. But Lord, provide exceedingly abundantly, oh God. Father God, I pray you keep them covered with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep those children covered. Send your holy angels to be there 24/7 in the name of Jesus. Righteousness exalts a nation. So, Father God, we pray that the nation of Liberia will walk in what God has called her to walk in, holiness and righteousness, and to do all that God has required of her to do in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we lift up your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We give you glory. We thank you for I.B. Delight and his family. Be with them, guide and protect them, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for those who are here, those who are part of our team. We say thank you, Jesus, that we are the head and not the tail, that we are above and not beneath. And so, Almighty God, we thank you for shielding us with your favor. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to release the blood of Jesus over the nation of Liberia from sea to sea, for north, south, east, and west. Release the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. And oh, Almighty God, we bless you. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone have Thanksgiving? Tomorrow is Thanksgiving, but before we leave, if anyone wants to say thank you to the Lord, I'm going to open the prayer line. And you want to say thank you, you just say amen. And you're going to give thanks to Almighty God. If you want, if you are led and feel like doing it, the line is open.
Conference unmuted.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Apostle. Good morning, everyone. I just want to bless God this morning for my life. I just want to thank you for everything he's doing for me and continue to do for me. Every day is a day of Thanksgiving. Yeah, nothing for the Lord, I won't be here at this time. But I just want to bless God for everything, for my family, for my friends, for my mother, even a person of family, the prayer line family. I just want to tell God, thank you for each and every one of us. Thank you for grace. Thank you for favor. We just want to bless you, God. Lord, we are not even better than those that died in Liberia on Sunday night. We just want to bless God. We pray that your family will have comfort, might be comfort them. I just want to bless our children in our group that night. I just want to bless God for his greatness, for his favor. I just want to bless you for everything that you have done for me from January up to this time. I just want to bless you for the name. I want to bless God for this prayer, and you have been so good. The prayers, everything, we don't even have to ask for it, because just give it to us. So I want to bless God this morning. I just want to bless God for her family, that may God continue to wish them blessing of her family. Whatever her desire is in her family, we pray that God grant it unto her. So I just say thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, the Son, the blessed Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Mary Emma. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If I have 10,000 tongues, they won't even be enough to praise my Lord Jesus this morning. First of all, I woke up to the gift of God, His breath, His life in me. Thank you for what He's doing in my life. I bless the Lord this morning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. And I want to say thank you to the prayer line, the apostle, her husband, for what they are doing. God has heard your prayer. You have been praying for me since I lost my brother. And in the Lord. Because I was just sitting here in the house, they couldn't say only 2 weeks. How will we manage to bury him? But I bless the Lord, the 2 weeks stand. God had made finances available.
Amen.
Thank him ever so much. And I say it to everyone who might be in the shoes that we are in. Trust the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He will see you through. He said it in Philippians 4:19. I will supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. He has done it again.
Amen.
He's always doing it, but he has done it this time. And I bless him. And I want to say, thank God. I bless the Lord this morning. For praising God this morning for the Addison's daughter. Jesus, I thank you for what you did in her life, for healing her spiritually and physically. I join the family and this prayer line to say thank you for her. And thank you for Mother Somerville.
Amen.
We talked yesterday when I told her, I said, Auntie, your voice looking stronger. She said, oh, my God, I'm stronger. I'm taking bath. I'm eating by myself. And I bless God. I told her, thank God. More will come to your experience. God will do it. That face makeup will be removed because God will strengthen your heart. No need for it to be there.
Amen.
And thank God for these people that we have been praying for. And God heard the faithful one among us pray and healing them.
Amen.
And I thank God for what has happened in our own country, Mama Liberia. I bless the Lord, all my soul and all that is within me. Jesus, I place myself in the shoes of those that died, their parents, their siblings, their children, their wives. But I say, in short, I say, Lord, let your will be done. If it is your will, let it be done. We ask you now to go send your Holy Spirit to comfort them.
Amen.
Comfort the family, the bereaved family, Papa. They need you. They need you at this time. If they never needed you before, now they need you. I know what it means to lose a loved one. I have lost all my brethren. And I know what it means, your comfort, what it has brought me thus far, and will carry me. So I ask God to comfort the bereaved family in Liberia, those that are wounded. Let him heal them according to his will from Mama Liberia. What it will be if all of them had died, what would it look like? Oh, Jesus, thank you for those that were wounded and taken to the hospital. If they don't even have money to see doctor, make a way out of no way, let the doctor then treat them. Let them treat them. Let them stop that Liberian mentality, asking for money. Let them be treated and get well. Thank you, Papa God. I bless God this morning for what he took me from and what he carried me. Thank you, Apostle, again, for your prayers. Your prayers are going up. May the Lord bless you and abundantly exceedingly you and your husband.
Amen.
Bless you, bless your children, your siblings, your nieces, your nephews, your grandchildren, everyone who is connected to you. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Anyone else? The line is open. Amen.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. We serve a good God.
Hallelujah.
Dear Jesus, dear Lord, I come to say thank you for waking me up. Thank you for making me a part of this ministry.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you for your many, many blessings. God is so good.
Hallelujah.
I've never seen his goodness because it gets so tangled. It gets so juicy. And I say, wow. God, Holy Spirit, you are good. You are good. Your grace, your mercy. I say thank you, Apostle. Thank you, Reverend. Thank you for this ministry.
Hallelujah.
I cannot tell this story all, but I want to say, Lord, you're so good. I say, and every day is Thanksgiving because as I pray, it gets harder. It gets harder. And I say, Holy Spirit, you are in control. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen.
I was able to speak to my mom and my siblings.
Okay.
She was up. I said, wow. I said, oh. Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Thank you for the prayers. Thank you for healing. And I know you will continue to heal our mother, he will heal the family. Holy Spirit. And I said, thank you. I was telling my granddaughter last night, I said, your birthday, but everything is, you know, tanga. She said, Grandma, it's not going to change my age. I'm 40. I said, thank you. Yes, I said, okay. Tomorrow, I'll be at the office when I come. Then we'll go. So I pray, Apostle, thank you, that you lift her up in prayer. God, I'm telling you, Apostle, I can. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Apostle, when you pray, it's good.
Hallelujah.
Good guy. I told someone, I said, he can shake. I stopped talking chest, you know how the buckle was under the dais, you know, fighting to get.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, for all members of this life. Thank you for healing. Thank you for peace. In the land, in the city, the government is still, I'm so sorry for taking this much time, but thank you for healing in the churches.
Yes.
Oh, the churches, the churches, the churches. No. Oh, Master. And the churches, referring to the churches, I'm even referring to myself because we all
of the church, yes.
Are part. I say myself, Lord. I say
myself.
Thank you.
And Lord, we pray for the souls of the faithful departed. So many things.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else wants to say thank you to the Lord for his goodness? If you're on the radio, press one on your keypad. You're on the line. You can go ahead and praise God and say thank you. Okay. I have one on the radio. I think Allison is on the radio. Amen.
Amen. I just want to thank God this morning for all what he's been doing, saving my daughter's life. It's a testimony I can't even explain. I just want to thank him for the mercy. From where she came from a month ago in a coma to now, he took all the tubes off of her. The therapy working with her now, by the grace of God, moving her out of ICU today.
Hallelujah.
The doctor told me yesterday, said it's a big step from where she came from. It's a long way. I said, I know. I said, God did it. He looked at me like, yeah, I said, yeah, God did it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Baba. Thank you. Bless your name.
Thank you for everything he has done.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
And you will have full recovery, Allison. Full recovery. You won't even believe that something happened to her.
He was saying that he was telling the nurse to tell the therapist today. They should try to walk her. Stop walking her. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. And he did it quickly. Some people go months and months in coma. But we thank you. Hallelujah. We praise God. You got a brain, mama. That's God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, and it will be God will finish it. And it is
not a half of it's a God of completion.
Yes, he will finish it. So we join. I'm so excited for her. Allison sends me the pictures all the time. I send it to all the pastors, the apostles, every day, the different pastors asking me for. They all know her name now. How is Denise? How is Denise? In fact, one of the ladies asked me, my white Caucasian friend, she said, how is Denise doing? Just last night, we all asked for her, and we thank God that we, as a body of Christ, you see what happens when everybody comes together and pray.
Yeah.
Unity, oneness, that pray. Oh, God can move mountains. Praise God for it. It is well. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Hallelujah. We praise the Lord. We bless the Lord. And anybody else? Don't give up on God. He will not let us down. We let him down because we lose our faith. We're telling him we don't trust him. That's why everybody need to be an encouragement to one another. Amen. In the nicker, sometimes when your faith starts shaking and you can call someone that can help you to pray and encourage you, you know, in your faith, without faith is impossible. So please, God, we will have shaking place sometimes,
yes.
But don't stay that long. Get up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, Allison, hallelujah, everyone here. I mean, we praise God. And yesterday, as I was praising God, I said, God, why all this thing? He said, my ways are not man's ways. My tongue is you need to sing and sit down and get an understanding. Hallelujah. What you think is a defeat is a victory. He said, what you look at as a defeat is victory. So that's why he said, what you look at as a defeat. He said, my God,
no more worries, no more sickness, victory is won.
Hallelujah. Victory is won. Christ is on the throne. Hallelujah. His name is above all names. And he reigns forevermore. Hallelujah. Let us say the Lord, our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit remain and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Victory is won. Christ is upon the throne. His name is above all names. He reigns forevermore. No more sickness, no more sadness, no more tears, no more pain. Believe that you have victory in Christ Jesus. God bless you. Have a blessed, blessed day in the name of Jesus. Thank you for joining us.